Welcome to the 214th episode of the New Customer Offer Podcast. This is our DraftKings Fantasy Golf Special Edition for the 2020 Masters. Undoubtedly the biggest tournament of the year. The Masters in November is an oddity, but I doubt we even notice when watching the TV. Tiger Woods defends for the fifth time in his career, and naturally, there will be a new DraftKings millionaire as the millionaire maker is up and running. Augusta National is a 7,475-yard par 72 featuring bent grass greens. It's long, classical in nature with tree-lined holes and tons of elevation changes. It sets up nicely for the bigger hitters, but course knowledge and know-how have proved to be invaluable. I mean, just look at Tiger Woods last year. I'll take you through my thoughts from a DraftKings perspective, highlighting players that you should be interested in rostering. This podcast is for listeners of 18 and above. Please be gamble aware. You can visit begambleaware.org for more information. And of course, please bet responsibly. I'm Steve Bamford from New Customer Offer. newcustomeroffer.co.uk is our website. Follow us on Twitter at Customer Offers. Let's start this show by just running through the top guys in the salary. We have $11,200 Bryson DeChambeau. Next up, quite a big jump down to Justin Thomas at 10.7, John Rahm at 10.5, Rory McIlroy at 10.2, and Dustin Johnson at $10,000. You actually think that through. There's some very seriously discounted prices there. I mean, Dustin Johnson at $10,000 screams back me, especially after he was second last week in Houston. From there, we have Xander at 9,800, Kepka at 9,700, Cantlay at 9.6, Morikawa at 9.5, Hatton 9.4, Simpson 9.3, Reed 9.2, Tiger 9.1, Bubba Watson $9,000. So where am I going at the top of my salary? Well, I've gone for the top of the shop, Bryson DeChambeau at $11,200. No wind in the forecast, rain in the forecast, soft agronomy and soft fairways abound. He's an absolute monster on bent grass greens. A fantastic putter. He's going to be banging the ball 340 yards plus. And I had read reports that he's taking a pitching wedge into the par 4 11th, which is 505 yards in length. That gives him a huge advantage. I think DeChambeau at $11,200, he has to be one of the top five finishers this week. I cannot see any way that he's not involved at the top. I've then gone for a bit of a blended team below that. I'm going to start at the bottom, actually. $6,600, a guy that's really impressed me. Rookie season last year, he won in Houston, a long par 72 golf course. He's got a very strong all-round game, it has to be said. $6,600, defended fairly well last week in Houston. Lanto Griffin, if he's sub $7,000, I am more than interested. Next up from Griffin, I've gone up to $6,800 on a guy that's sitting in the world, or just around the fringes of the world's top 50. I'm sure that Matt Wallace will want to keep that world top 50 spot in play as we get towards the end of the season. He currently ranks world number 52. But the thing with Wallace, we know that he's done well in majors in the past, played very well at the PGA Championship last year, which they played at Bethpage Black. He hit tons and tons and tons of greens a few outings ago at the Scottish Championship, where he all came second to an inspired Adrian Otegi. So I'm in on Wallace, 6,800 yards. He will mix it with the world's best, no problems at all. Has the mental capacity to do that. Next up, $7,000, no brainer. He's a debutant at Augusta National, but I'm not overly concerned by that. Been playing the golf of his career. He's now ensconced in the world's top 50. He's now a PGA Tour winner. He won the CJ Cup in Las Vegas a few weeks ago. He's putting well, hits the ball a long way. Excellent greens in regulation numbers at the moment. Jason Kokrag comes to the party on classical golf courses, doesn't mind mixing it with the world's best. I think $7,000 is a decent shout, Jason Kokrag. Then, let's move up the roster. We've got a little bit of salary to use. For me, this guy is an absolute each-way bet must at major championships. He loves soft golf courses. He bangs the ball a mile. Loves the driver. Not the most accurate off the tee, but that doesn't overly matter here. If he can get the par 5 scoring right, which he did last year when he played in the final group with Tiger Woods, I think Tony Finau is an excellent selection. We know that he can take golf courses apart, especially, and he comes to the party at these big, big tournaments, the big majors on big boy golf courses. I think $8,800 is a discounted price on Finau. And finally, the gap between Finau and DeChambeau. I filled it with a guy that won his last tournament at Sherwood Country Club, the Zozo Championship. He finished in the top 10 here last year. He's decent enough on soft golf courses. He's long enough off the tee. He's got plenty of power, plenty of carry. Patrick Cantlay. So DeChambeau at 11-2, Cantlay at 9-6, Finau at 8-8, Kokrag at 7, Matt Wallace at 6-8, and Lanto Griffin at $6,600. Thanks for listening to the 214th episode of the New Customer Offer Podcast. I hope you enjoy the Masters from a DraftKings perspective this week. We'll be back very, very soon with the latest bookmaker and online casino new customer offers. Goodbye.